Good morning, congregation. How many love God this morning? How many trust Him? Do you got to trust Him? But you can't trust Him until you know Him. That's the difference, see? You can talk about Him, but you can't trust Him until you know Him. Good morning, Miss Dale. Everybody say hi to Dale's here today. God bless you. Happy Mother's Day to all the mamas in the world today. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing of our mama. How many know we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for mama? Whatever mama did before, after, whatever happened in your life, you would not be here if it wasn't for a mama. And we're celebrating mothers today. Can I get an amen? Let's stand up and pray together. Let's get the excitement level on fire. Let's get on fire for the Lord this morning. Lord, thank you for this day. This day, Lord, thank you. Lord, we will rejoice and be glad in it. We will read your word. We will study. We will get to know more about you today in our lives because you want to know us individually. You're not concerned about the positions we hold, the titles we have. You're concerned about our heart, our salvation, and our peace and our joy. So, Lord, we're going to reach for you today, for more of you in our lives, for more peace, more joy, more prayers, for your security, for your guidance, Lord, and to keep us safe in this house, Lord. We're going to rejoice. We're going to sing praises to your name on this beautiful day that you have blessed us with. In Jesus' name I pray. Can I get an amen? Anybody that turns a sinner back to God, anybody that brings somebody back to the Word, anybody that heals somebody with the Word of God, the Bible says that heaven rejoices. So each and every one of you sitting here today, you have the power to make heaven rejoice. You have the ability, because of Jesus, to make the angels rejoice in heaven. You have the ability to move heaven, not just earth, but move heaven. You just need to know that. You need to believe that. You need to believe that with all your heart. No. The Lord only knew what God can do in your life, the healing, the peace, the joy, the comfort, taking away all pains. If they only knew, if the world knew. It's so hard because I want to tell everybody what God can do. I want to tell the family, our family here, what God can do. It's so hard to just keep wanting to tell them that so that they finally realize that God loves them more than they love themselves. And if they just turn to God, He heals our land, all our land. How much land? All our land. Give Him praise, church. Bring us into church, maestro. Thank you. stand up and pray with me this morning, church? Bless you. Who is that? You want to get two more, that's it. Three a day. No. Never mind. Pray with me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever and ever. How long, Mark Bush? Ever and ever. Hallelujah. Be seated. Happy Mother's Day to all the ladies. Let's give the ladies some praise this morning. Let's give the mamas here. How many know it's not easy to be a mama? Yeah, all the men are just not right. All the women know it's not easy. It's not easy. It's just not. I'm just telling you, it's just not easy. Carrying that baby inside of you for 9 months, going through everything that you got to go through with that alone. If men had to have babies, this world would be in big trouble. The end of the world. Do you agree with you like that? Sometimes mama's not the mama that you think. That's what we're going to talk about a little today before we start praising mamas. Because the world without a mama is not a world at all. Amen. But some of us will be. Let's read together and we'll get right into that. Responsive reading 113. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. From the rising of the sun to his going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. Who humbles himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and in the earth. He raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the ash heap. He grants the barren woman a home. Like a joyful mother of children, praise the Lord. Give him praise, church. People say, I want to hear from God. I've been praying. I want to hear from God. The Bible tells you. The Bible tells you, not your pastor, but the Bible tells you what to do so he'll listen. You got to praise the Lord. Listen to, praise the Lord. Praise those servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says make a shout of praise. Make a shout of sacrifice. It tells us what to do when we want to be heard with God. It tells us how to humble ourselves. Get on our knees when we need to sometimes and pray. And just talk to God. Have a conversation with him. Tell him your heart's desires, your troubles. Tell him all your needs, because the God of heaven, the God of this Bible, hears you and heals our land when we listen to what he does for us and when we trust him. But we need to do what the Bible says, to tell others about him, to read his word, to praise his name. That's why I ask for praise. I know I keep saying he inhabits the praise of his people, but children, to know this God, to really trust him, is to do what he tells us to do. That's why I say give him praise. So praise him this morning for all he's blessed you with. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to tell you something about me that might aggravate you. Yep, could happen. And I'm not going to stop being this way, so I'm just warning you ahead of time. I am the consummate optimist. I'm an optimist. I believe that God can and will do everything the Bible says he will do. And when I'm praying for people, when I'm praying for this church, when I'm praying for my friends in the hospital or in the doctor's office, when I'm praying for whatever you're going through, I'm standing and I'm believing. I'm going to be such an optimist it might annoy you. Well, you know what the doctor said. I don't really care what the doctor said. I thank God for doctors, but I'm the optimist. I'm believing some greater. I'm believing that there's going to be a cure for what Nancy's going through. I believe it today because she's sitting there and I have every right to believe it. And I'm going to be optimistic. I'm not going to say gloom, despair, and agony. Oh, that's some bird. Or what our sister Mary's been going through. I simply believe. And I'm going to be such an optimist that I'm going to be a pain in the neck. Because one reason why is because I've seen God. I've seen it. I've been a part of it. I visioned it with my own eyes. I saw my brother laying in a bed in hospital in Bridgeport, and his stomach was all extended because of an infection that had nothing to do with his cancer. And the doctor's coming in saying, he's probably got a couple hours. You better say your goodbyes. You better sit there and talk to him. And I'm praying. I'm laying hands. And I'm crying. Amen. I'm a realist, but I'm believing. And we go home, and I'm on the way home, my wife has to console me because I'm crying. And the next day, well, he hasn't gone yet. So the next day after that, he hasn't gone yet. So my brother says to the doctor, when am I going to die? Everybody's been here to see me. Well, we went fishing after that. I am an optimist, and I'm going to be a pain in your behind. And I know this week, Brother Art, I was a pain to Brenda and Roger. I know I was a pain to Brenda, because on Monday, things didn't look good, did they, Art? Miss Gladys was in a comatose, and I'm sitting there, and I'm praying, and I'm believing. Well, you know what the doctor said? I don't care what the doctor said. I know that he sees what he sees, but I see. So I'm hugging on to people. I'm hugging and kissing. My wife is hugging on people, saying, "This, you know, things could get better. Things are going to get better." The doctor said, well, maybe this might work. And guess what? The next day, things got better. And the next day after that, we had to go back because she was awake, talking to people and laughing. So I went out in the hallway with this Brenda, and I said, listen, 2 days ago, you would have accepted this as the biggest miracle from God. She said, yeah, but. I don't want to hear yeah, but. I don't want to hear what might be. What if? Well, we don't know what if. Amen? Amen? You never know what. And people say, I don't know what I'm going to do. I say, you're not supposed to know. Something tragic happens in your life with your, when I was a young boy, I said, I don't know what I'd do without my mom and dad. Anybody ever say that? Well, guess what? I survived. Because the time wasn't there for me to know. Amen? I didn't have to know until that time came. But I believe God, I believe this word, and I believe that if you're walking in faith, if you really know this God and really trust him the way I do, you'll have that. You'll have that faith. You'll have that always optimistic. Now, I got to tell you this. I'm a realist. I understand. I understand. I lost my brother and I lost my other. Amen? I lost them. So when that time happens, here's what your pastor becomes. Thank God I know in the place he is. Thank God he's not in pain anymore. Thank God he's in a place so beautiful I can't imagine. You see, I go from one right to thanking God that I know where the next step is. Amen? That's the peace. That's the strength I have. Can I get an amen? That's the difference. I give him thanks. But as long as I can pray, and now there's a person in the Bible, you might have heard that story. I'll tell it to you. David, King David, when he was with Bathsheba, not a good thing he started out with. They had a little baby. Anybody ever hear that story? David had a little baby with Bathsheba. And the baby was sick. And David fasted. Anybody ever know about fasting? That's between you and God. Amen. When you fast, you cut out whatever you decide to cut out. There's no rules and regulations. Don't anybody tell you. You fast the way you think God wants. You cut out things and you get down and you pray. And David fasted. He wouldn't. He prayed. He wouldn't eat. They said, David, you got to eat. He said, I'm not. I'm praying. And he got on his knees and he prayed. And then the baby died. And they saw David. He's sitting at the table eating. He's got new clothes on. And they said, what are you doing? Now the baby's gone. He said, look, what do you want me to do? As long as I could pray, I prayed. When God took the baby, I knew I had to stand up, clean myself off, and continue the march. And that's what David did. He realized when the baby died that he had to put new clothes on and start to eat to take care of himself. But as long as that baby was sick, he got on his knees. That's your pastor. I am an optimist, believing every miracle of God. I'm going to believe it today. I'm going to believe this church full today. I'm going to believe it tomorrow, no matter what happens. I was telling Sergio, some of the hardest thing about being a pastor is putting together sermons to heal people, to help them, and they don't show up. Amen? I'm just being honest with you. It just tears at your heart because all you want is for people to have a better life. All you want is for people to really know the Word of God, to trust God in their lives. And whatever they're going through, there's an answer in these pages. And you pray about it, and I'm writing, and I'm praying. And sometimes something happens, and maybe it's Satan attacking the people that need to be here. But trust me, God has a way to heal us. And I'm going to be the optimist that bugs you every single day. I believe for great things, not little things, but great things. Can I get an amen? I believe that God can and God will do what he said he's going to do. So I believe for Nancy and I believe for Mary. I don't care what the doctors say. I get it. I know what this doctor says. And I've seen enough miracles to know he can heal your home. He can heal your land. He can heal your families. He can heal your mind. But the first thing you need to do is seek him every day. Give him praise, church. Well, I had to get that. That was written down here. I am an optimist, and I'm not going to... Hallelujah. Isaiah 43:18 says this. It's very interesting. Happy Mother's Day, ladies. Praise God.
Thank you.
There you go. 43:18 says this. 18 and 19. It says, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Think about that for a second. The Bible's telling us, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. The things of what? What are old? Things that already happened. Amen? It said, behold, God is saying, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. God said he will do a what? A new thing. How many want a new thing in your life today? How many? Then you got to remove the what? The old. You've got to forget the things of the past. You want a new... Anybody here buy a new car and say, you know what? I got this brand new car. I got this new Saab. But I really like the seat in my old jalopy. It felt so good. So I want to put the old seat in my new car. Anybody ever do that? I don't think so, right? Chuck might, because he rebuilds cars. I want to see... When you remove the old, you want the new. God is telling us today, and this is a powerful message. We're going to tie it to, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. He said he will do a new thing. So if you want a new thing, what's the first thing you need to do? Forget the old. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. The Bible says to honor our mother and our father. Amen. When you look at it, I have to tell you the truth. I was blessed. I was. I had a mama who loved me completely. We didn't have a lot of money. We lived in a three-room apartment over here with no hot water. We didn't have a lot of money, but I always had food on the table. Always had a nice clean shirt on. Mama loved me. I'm blessed. I know that I'm blessed that I had a mama who loved me and took care of me. And I know that there are people in the world who did not have the kind of mama that I had. Amen? I get that. I understand that. But it's just not me who understands that. Let me go right to here. I'm going to read from Matthew. Listen to this. While Jesus was still talking to the multitudes, behold, his mother and brother stood outside seeking to speak to him. Who was outside? Hallelujah. Then one said to Jesus, look, your mother and your brothers are standing outside seeking to speak with you. But he answered and said to the one who told him, who is my mother and who are my brothers? And he stretched out his hand towards his disciples and said, here are my mothers and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. Hallelujah. Ladies, you see the place you're in today? You see the special place you're in? It says, you are honored to him. Here are my mothers and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my mother and sister and brother. Some of us didn't have a mother that we really thought took care of us. And that's true. How many know there are troubles in the world today? There's addictions, there's sickness, there's loneliness, there's fear. We never know what happened in life to cause someone to lose their way. When you were a child, before you were born, you didn't know what happened to your mother. You didn't know the life she had. You didn't know what she was going through. So you have to start understanding with all those things that happened years before that had such a huge influence on her life. That's even more reason. Let me say that again. It's even more reason to know God. That's even more reason for you to know God. If you weren't blessed with the mom that I had, it's more reason to know his word, to know his son for your life. For your life. Imagine that for your life. Psalm 27:10 says this. Listen to what God is saying. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Listen again. I'll read it again. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. How many think that's pretty powerful? Pretty powerful. And it says, listen, Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? As impossible as that sounds, there's people going through so many bad things that it does happen. That's called life. We don't know why it happens. We don't know what addiction, we don't know what happened in their life, what situations in their life happened. We don't judge them, but we understand it. Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? And that Jesus says, surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. He says, see, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hand. Your walls are continually before me. Your sons shall make haste. Your destroyers of those who lay you waste shall go away from you. Lift up your eyes, look around and see. All these gather together and come to you as I live, said the Lord. He will send people. He will give you a new mother. He will give you a new father. Right here in this church are your mothers and your brothers. Who said that? Not me, Jesus. Right here in this church are your mothers and your brothers and your family. If you had a time, this is why you need to know God. This is how beautiful God is. Takes away the pain of the past and gives you hope for tomorrow, a future for tomorrow that is so beautiful and so great. If you will forget the what? The old and take in the what? The new. You can't have the new until you remove the old. Amen? You don't want that new car with that old seat. You want everything to be new. God can take the place in our lives when we feel lost and empty. That is where trusting Him and even more knowing Him can help heal any pains. And I know that we want to be healed. Now, I've had people say, well, the Bible says we need to honor our mother and our father. That's very true. Those are part of the commandments. So I looked up the word honor to see exactly what it meant. And some of the meaning of honor is to fulfill an obligation, to compliment. Someone must say, I had a mother that she didn't love me, and I don't know how to honor her. Because the Bible said to honor her. Here's how you honor your mama. You be better than you thought you possible. You follow God and you let God raise. You do the things that God's called you to do. You become the man and you become the mother that God called you to be. And you honor your mother and your father. You stand up and tell other people about God. You stand up and draw closer to God. And then you honor your mother and your father by who you've become. Amen? That's the honor that says to fulfill an obligation. Your mother gave you birth and you have an obligation to honor her. And you honor her by being the best that you can be. And that's just not by being prosperous by money. It's by being the best person you can be. By being strong, by being dependable, by being honest, by lifting up other people. Remember we said when you're around people who lift you up, you enjoy that. When you're around people who make you feel good, you enjoy that. When you're around people who give you hope, you enjoy that. When you're around people who are optimistic, as much as it could be an aggravation, you enjoy that. How many know there's gloom and doom in the world? How many know you can talk to people that make you feel like there's nothing left, there's no hope? That's not what we want. We want God to give us that hope. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Whew. Now we go to Proverbs 31. This is pretty cool. This is probably going to be preached in more churches today because this is all about mamas. Hallelujah. And it starts out the words of King Lemuel, the utterance which his mother taught him. Now the Bible doesn't really tell us who Lemuel was. Amen? But the word Lemuel means devoted to God. Imagine that. How many here are devoted to God? I hope so. And it starts out verse 1, but I'm telling you, at the end of 31, it's probably the most important sentence. So I'm going to start with the end and move to the beginning. It said, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Amen? A woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. So moms and women, if you really want that, the first thing, which was the last thing he written, is a woman who fears the Lord. That's the beginning. That's the beginning. Because it says, who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. Listen to this, men, because this is so true. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. Men, listen up. Now, virtuous, what does that mean? It means strong character, great wisdom, great compassion, many skills. It goes right back to the end. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. If you have a woman going to church with you, if you have a woman wanting to go to church with you, you're in a great place. You're in a place where God can do great things in your life. You're in a place where God can heal your land. You're in a place where this woman who's taking you to church, can do great and mighty things in your life. Give her praise, church. Come on, let's get these women. Come on, men. Find a virtuous wife, strong character, great wisdom, great compassion, many skills, for her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain, so does him good and not evil all the days of her life. Men, listen to me. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household. Listen to what this woman does. She rises while it's still night and provides food for her household. She is an inspiration. Remember we had that sermon about a couple of months ago about inspiring other people? What kind of an inspiration are you to lead people? What are the people seeing in you? This is this woman. This is you, moms. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She extends her hand to the poor, yet she reaches out her hands to the needy. To the poor and to the needy. This one's beautiful, men. Her husband is known in the gates and when he sits among the elders of the land. Because what she does for him, Sergio, because the way she takes care of the home, because what she takes care of his needs, because she takes care of his clothes, whatever she does for him, he is known in the gates. And remember, we talked about gates again. There's the gates of the city, and he is known there because of his wife. And his children are known there because of their mother. And they honor their mother because she honors who? Remember what it says, the last one, a woman who fears the Lord. So she's starting the children out with the love of God in the house. She's starting out with the love of God in their hearts. She's giving them reason to respect her. She's giving them power and she's giving them an ability to prosper. I love that part when it says, hallelujah, her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. You know, guys, we all sit around, want to be with the elders of the land. We can't do it without the wife. We can't do it without moms, children. You can't be great without a mama like that. And on her tongue is the law of kindness. Woo! On her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household. Hallelujah. And does not eat the bread of idleness. I love this part. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also. And he praises her. Do you? I try to. I try to say things to my bride that, to make her know. Try to do little things and say, I'm a mess. Your pastor's a mess at home. I am. I make messes where no messes ever occurred before. I am the inventor of messes that were never seen by mortal man. And that's the truth. That's the truth. Yet I have a woman who takes care of every mess. Oh yeah, sure, she might tell me once in a while that she took care of that mess. But she takes care of the mess. Thank you, Lord. So I'm going to ask them, read that again and wonder, just guys, come on. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. All right, here we go. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Hallelujah. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. It says, charm is deceitful and beauty is passing. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. You might not have a mama today that you thought you wanted to have. You might not have a memory of a mama. But God said he would provide. Who is my mother? Listen to this again. While he was still outside talking to the multitudes, behold, his mother and his brothers stood outside speaking to speak with him. Then one said to him, Lord, look, your mother and your brothers are standing outside seeking to speak with you. But he answered and said to the one who told him, Who is my mother and who are my brothers? And he stretched out his hand toward his disciples and said, Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. When you know God, when you see God in your life, you understand that He provides even the things in life that would be thinking impossible to lose. Maybe you had things happening in your life that just didn't work out. Maybe, like I said, people, you never know what other people went through in their life. You never know the people who failed. I probably am getting ahead of myself, but on Father's Day, I had a dad who I loved with all my heart. And my wife will tell you, he was a great dad to me. Great dad. My brothers didn't know him. He wasn't the same dad to my older brothers that he was to me. He found something. He found the light. He found something different and became different when my brother said, I don't recognize him. He's taken you places. He's given you things that he never gave us. That could be your mother. You have to understand that things in their life that you weren't even there for, the things they went through, the troubles, sometimes the addiction, sometimes the loneliness, sometimes how your mother might have been treated to make her be what she wasn't. But God said, I will give you a new mother. I will give you a mother who won't leave you. I will give you a brother who won't leave you. I will give you a sister who will never forsake you. That's why when you walk through these doors of any church, I pray that people realize we're all one family. We're all brothers. We're all sisters. We're all mothers and all fathers in this church together. So we have a young boy here today sitting alone with us, Elijah. I want him to know this is his family now too. If he chooses it, even at his age, to come here, and God says, don't look at the youth and think that they don't matter. Amen. He's shy, but that's beautiful. Understand that there might be things in his life that aren't being the way that maybe we think they should be. But he can find some things here. He can find some help here. And what if he found something here? Wouldn't it be amazing if he found some words here that touched his life and he brought it home? And that changed things in his family's life? Would you call that a miracle? Well, how could it happen? How could it begin until he walked through this door and heard these words? So it's the same for y'all. How could it be if you didn't go to church that you would know to tell other people that God said, I will give you a family. I will give you a new mother. Hallelujah. I will bless you in ways the world doesn't ever know. Thank you, Lord. Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. I will not forget you. Say that with me. I will not forget you. Hallelujah. That is so beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Everybody got quiet. Thank you, Lord. Even I have written down, I can't even find her. Thank you. Thank you, Father. God will give you a new community of believers. God will give you strength that you never thought you had. He will give you joy that you didn't know possible. He will give you faith to look at the impossible and say, with my God, anything is possible. Be that mother today. Be that father today. Be that brother today. Amen? Today. This is the day the Lord has made. It starts today. So whatever happened yesterday really doesn't matter anymore, because you can't fix it. You can't change it. And you know what? Most of the time you can't explain it. You ever hear people say, I want an answer to why you did something 6 years ago? When there'd be no answer that would ever sound that. No answer. None whatsoever that would satisfy. But today is the day. God said, I'll give you a new community of believers. I will give you love. I will fulfill the obligation that He promised us. On this Mother's Day, men, understand what we have at home. Understand what you have. What the power of a mother. What the mother does. Woman, what the woman does. In this book, a woman who fears the Lord is like gold. Give them praise, church. That's the message. Happy Mother's Day. No song today, right? My wife got a surprise. That's why she's not singing much today. She got a call from her son in Tennessee. Say, I'm coming up to see you. I'll be there today. Yeah. It's nice, right? Sound good? Her son's driving up from Tennessee. But here's the thing. My wife had 24 hours to notice. She cleaned every floor in the house yesterday. She vacuumed every stair. She cleaned the bathroom. She did the laundry. And I'm sitting up there thinking, this is great. They're surprising her for Mother's Day. And the only day she had free, she's been working like a crazy lady. You can't make this stuff up. You just can't. So she's not feeling with the allergies and all the stuff she did. Her voice isn't, you know, what she wants it to be either. So, but it's amazing, right? I'm coming up tomorrow. Anybody knew her, her son should know that that's not a day off anymore. Now she was just amazing. So he should be here this afternoon. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, we're going to take the Lord's Supper here, guys. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is so good. This is our hope. This is where my optimism comes from, the Word of God, from Jesus. What He did for us on that cross, putting us in the covenant of grace, telling us all those wonderful promises, telling us all those wonderful things and blessings that would come if we just love Him. That's what makes me who I am today. We're going to do this in remembrance of Jesus, gentlemen. Thank you, Deacon. You pray to God this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just talk to God. Accept the things of new that God promised for us today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Deacon. There's nothing heaven hasn't seen and doesn't understand. All the way back from the book of Isaiah, He understood the pains that we might see and the pains we might go through. Hallelujah. But He said He will make a way. He will bless us. He will never leave us. In Jesus' name I believe. Said we all fall short daily. All of us. So ask God right now to remove the iniquities of your life, the things you've said or done or felt, anything that was against God's word, anything that would have caused you pain, anything that comes against the blessings that God has promised. Ask Him to remove those iniquities this morning. And then believe for that miracle in Jesus' name. Be cleansed to receive. Thank you, Deacon. Such a beautiful time right this minute. You pray to God and get ready to receive the healing. Hallelujah. This morning have come against you. Pray for healing for yourself and for them. Pray for their needs to be met. Whatever's going on in their lives, whatever God is to God to touch them, for them to hear God. Pray that God would send somebody to them that they would hear the voice and come to know this God that we love so much. And simply thank God for all the wonderful things He's done in your life to this point. All the ways He's kept you safe. All the ways He's kept you strong in the midst of all these storms and trials and tribulations. Here you sit this morning. What a glorious place to be around all these mothers, all these brothers and sisters who are one family in Christ because of what God does for us each and every day. To come here together to be one again. So powerful, so beautiful, so loving. We do this in the name of Jesus. Things are possible. Say that with me, church. All things are possible. I believe. Say that with me. I believe. I'm believing for a full church. Anybody believe with me? Will you believe with me? I'm believing in healing in our brothers and our sisters. I'm believing in blessings being flown to all our brothers and our sisters. Life's changed. Hearts changed. Greater things than these, God said He has promised us. I believe. Anybody believe with me? Hallelujah. I believe we can do greater things than we've ever done to this point. I believe we can do greater things. Anybody believe with me? I am the optimist because I choose to believe God. I am the optimist because I choose to believe good over evil. I am the optimist because God said He would do what He said He would do. I believe. Will anybody believe with me? Hallelujah. Don't forget, men, to praise your wives. To look at them as everything that God has called them to be. Look at the mothers in this church today and how hard they're trying to do everything for their children and for their grandchildren because their heart is right. A woman who fears God is a powerful woman. Let's give them praise in this house this morning.